Welcome to week 7, video 8, physical infidelity. Like Tony and I were talking about in the last video on emotional infidelity, turning to someone else to either meet your emotional or your physical needs is never a long-term solution to what's going on in your marriage. And as we look through this, I love this quote. Normally I haven't been reading the quotes in the modules, but I want to share with you, adulterous affairs don't begin with sleeping together. They begin with inappropriate friendships. Therefore, protect your marriage by avoiding private communications and intimate conversations with people of the opposite sex. You know, so many people, when there are challenges in marriage and when there's been a physical affair, they look and they say, oh my gosh, that person had an affair. Well, the truth is that most people don't wake up. Most people that have affairs don't wake up and say, you know what? Today would be a great day to go and have sex with someone else. It doesn't happen that way. It starts with a growing disconnect in your marriage. It starts with the two of you no longer connecting emotionally. It starts with the two of you having sex less and less frequently. See, when there's any type of disconnect in your marriage, it becomes a gateway. It becomes a door that someone or something else, like in pornography, can walk through and take over, take place, take residence in your marriage. And the truth is that no one or nothing else belongs in your marriage. Your marriage is supposed to be the two of you. Therefore, let the two become one. And so as we look through these questions, a lot of them are going to look the same as when we did the emotional infidelity video. But I just want to hit on a couple of points here. That when your needs are not being met inside the marriage, when you're choosing not to meet your spouse's needs, maybe you're deciding to withhold sex for punishment. Maybe you're deciding to withhold sex because you're angry, right? And you're just like, well, I don't want to. Maybe you're choosing not to have sex because there's something actually wrong with you that you haven't shared with your spouse. We human beings, we were designed to be touched. We were designed for physical connection. And when that is missing from your marriage, your spouse can only go so long, or will only go so long, before they start to look for the connection somewhere else. And for some of you, it may turn up in pornography, where you know they're watching pornography and masturbating and meeting their physical needs that way. And for others, it may lead to a physical affair. It may lead to that physical infidelity, whether it's a one-night stand or multiple. The thing is that the infidelity is a symptom of what's going on in the marriage. So many people want to focus on the infidelity being the end result. Well, you know, my spouse did this. Well, we really need to back up and say, what were the circumstances? Just like with emotional infidelity, what were the circumstances that brought the two of this to this point? And the truth is that physical infidelity is never a lasting situation to what's going on in your marriage. It does not make things better. It will not make the pain go away. It will add pain. It will complicate things. And one of the things I want to share about having an affair, be it emotional or physical, is that, you know, a lot of people feel invincible. They feel like, well, you know, I can keep this a secret. And I want to share with you that in today's digital age, the chances that you're going to be able to keep your affair a secret are pretty minuscule. And the reason I say that is that, you know, you may remember a few years ago, there was a top-ranking CIA official, General Petraeus, who his affair came out and literally was leaked around the world, right? I mean, here was a man, he'd been married, I want to say 30 plus years, maybe 30, 40 years. And he had access to every secret keeping device, weapon, everything, right? Like, you know, classified to the nth degree, top secret. And yet his affair still got splashed all over the news outlets around the world. If someone who has access to that much top secret classified capabilities can't keep his affair a secret, then what makes you think that yours, with, you know, cell phones, text messages, Facebook, phone records and whatnot, can be kept a secret? The truth is it can't. And if your spouse suspects that there's been an affair, I will tell you, I've met a lot of spouses who become incredibly brilliant private investigators in their own right to uncover and discover what's going on. So as it became harder, question number one, as it became harder and harder to connect with your husband or wife, I found myself turning to blank for that physical connection. Who did you find yourself going to? to have that connection. Taking responsibility for your own actions. What were the circumstances in your marriage that had you looking elsewhere for that physical connection? Was it the fact that you hadn't had sex in a long time? Was it the fact that your spouse no longer wanted to, you know, you didn't feel like you could approach your spouse with holding hands or a hug or a kiss? Were you feeling rejected? What were the circumstances that led you? What did this other person provide you with in terms of physical connection? Number four, I realize that this has been detrimental to my marriage because it's time to own it. What impact has you leading a double life, having an affair with somebody else, what impact has that had on your marriage? Question five, in order to focus on my marriage, I need to set up the following guardrails around the relationship. You know, is this one of those things where you're not going to meet with members of the opposite sex? You know, one of the guardrails that we have in our marriage to avoid that is that if I have any meetings, face-to-face meetings with a member of the opposite sex, they always happen in public places. We'll go to a Starbucks. I always call Tony before and after so that he knows exactly what's going on, exactly where I am, and has that full disclosure from me first, so that he's not hearing about it from somebody else, somebody saying, hey, Tony, I saw Lisa and so-and-so at Starbucks. What's going on there? No. It's a step that we've put in place in our marriage, one of the guardrails that we've set, you know, as far as, those are as far as meetings. He knows when I have client appointments. He can actually access my calendar, so he knows who I'm talking to on a regular basis, just so that he can see, oh, she's going to be on the phone at this time. Again, full disclosure. You want to rebuild your marriage. You want to make your marriage about the two of you. It becomes a matter of living a life of full transparency, of living a life where you don't have secrets anymore, where you're not living a double life. It's you and your spouse. And, you know, the question about, you know, what was your marriage, what was the dynamic like in your marriage before the infidelity? Lay it all out there. You know, what did you, how did the two of you relate? I mean, so often I'll hear from one spouse that says, I had no idea anything was wrong. And then one day he's having an affair. And yet when we go back and uncover it, there were signs. There was a lack of interest in sex. There was, you know, late night appointments and more travel and things like that. There were the signs. And then the last question, what guardrails do you need to have in place in the marriage to feel safe and see trust as being rebuilt? Recovering from a physical affair, from physical infidelity, is possible. We have many, many couples in the one family who have done just that. But like in any case where trust has been broken, it requires that the two of you take specific actions to rebuild the trust, to live a life of transparency, to stop with the secrets. As we've said on many of these videos in this module, the only two people that belong in your marriage are you and your spouse. Anyone else that you are allowing to have an emotional connection, that you're allowing to have a physical connection, are taking away from both the emotional and the physical energy that the two of you should have for one another. You're unlimited resources as it is. We all only have the same 168 hours in a week. Give your best to your spouse and watch what happens as the two of you get intentional about creating an extraordinary marriage. Take care.